Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
At a fast food outlet at an airport, both of which shall remain nameless, a hot chocolate is advertised for a certain amount on the advertising banners up high. And when you actually go to buy the hot chocolate, the cash register rings the amount up as 5 cents dearer than what it's advertised for. Now, most people wouldn't even realise and would pay the extra 5 cents. I know, it's only 5 cents, but think about it for a second. Well, let's do the math. Imagine this chain store has 500 outlets all doing the same thing, advertising the hot chocolate for $3.25 and then charging $3.30 when someone goes to buy it. That's an extra $9,125 a year profit to this company, simply by charging 5 cents more for an item that it is advertised. Now, it could be an honest mistake, or it could be deliberate. We will never know because few people would ever admit to creating a deliberate rip-off system. And I've yet to investigate by checking out what the other stores in the chain actually sell the hot chocolate for. But it's a good reminder to check the prices of what we buy on the shelves with what the cash register rings up at the point of sale. By the way, the Bible talks about a being from history who dwells on the fringes of darkness, whose sole purpose is to rip us off, to deceive us into believing there is no God, or into believing there are many gods, to deceive us into believing Jesus never existed, or that he was just a man, or that he never rose from the dead, or that we have to keep certain laws if we want to make it into heaven, or to deceive us that there is no heaven at all. And another famous lie the devil uses is to deceive us into believing that he doesn't even exist. To believe any of this would be the biggest rip-off of all time. In antiquity, it was recorded in the book of John, chapter 14, how Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I'm Aaron Wright.